overtime loss. I know they scored with the man advantage, but typically what challenges come with the 3-on-3 game?
Well, I mean, you got to have the puck, so it can be a lot of work out there if you don't have the puck and you're just kind of getting away from them. But, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. You just got to try to play it the best you can, stick with your guy, and wait for your opportunity to get it. And we've been working on it, and we're just going to continue to do that.
I know it's still early in the season, but does confidence come into play?
Yeah, I mean, and confidence comes from working on it, and that's what we're doing in practice. And the guys have the right mindset and wanting to do better in it. So it's just going to come by practicing it, and that confidence will come.
Tanner, the way you guys played outside of that, you know, maybe that first period there when they scored the 3 and go up, I mean, how do you feel that you guys played as a group after that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the story of tonight. We went down pretty quick there, and then we had a big hole to climb out of. Thought the guys did a good job in the rest of the game. After the first there, we fought back and we got the point out of it. So we're gonna learn from the bad stuff and take the good stuff and try to have a good road trip here.
You did get the point. Brandon Hagel comes in clutch. What about him allows him to do that time and time again?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the hardest guys working on the ice every single night. He's tenacious out there, and he's seems like when he's on a guy, it's never an easy play for the guy to make. So he steals a lot of pucks, and then he's got obviously his skill to bury it. So definitely inspires his teammates out there with how hard he works, and lucky to have him on our side.
And what was the message after the first period, and what changed for you guys in the second and third there?
Yeah, it was just we needed to be better with the puck. We needed to win more battles and, you know, just control the puck a little bit better. So that was our mindset. We needed to be out of the D zone a little bit quicker, get our guys in supporting those battles, and then putting it in their end and making them get tired in their end a little bit more. So that's what we tried to do. And like I said before, the guys fought back and got the point out of it. So we're going to take that and move on to the road trip.
Tanner, when you guys struggle in overtime, it kind of keeps happening. Can that be like a mental obstacle to kind of overcome for you guys? Or?
Like I said before, it's going to come with working hard out there. And you know, I'm confident in all the guys in this group that they, you know, they're pros and they've been there before. So I'm not worried about the confidence. It's going to come with, you know, practicing it and hard work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tanner.